Singing the Life of Bhagavan Ramana by Hema Wallapet. My mother, Santa Vengatramanan, told me about 5 years ago that her father, Ambar Vijayaracharya, had met Bhagavan and had performed a Harikatha on Bhagavan's life and teachings in Bombay. We then attempted to locate a recording of the performance, but did not make much progress. I was told that Sangeeta Kalanidhi, Ambar S. Vijayaracharya, 1909-1991, my grandfather, approached Bhagavan in 1944 to seek his permission to perform Ramana Vijayam. This is an art form of storytelling commonly called Harikatha. Harikatha is a composite art involving storytelling and music, which was originally pioneered in Maharashtra during the Bhakti movement. In the early years, exponents of Harikatha, also known as Kirtanakars in Maharashtra, primarily performed the stories found in well-known religious texts such as the Ramayana and stories of Vithala of Pandharpur. The heritage was brought to Tamil Nadu by the Maharashtrian kings of Tanjavur and brilliantly developed into a major art form by Doyens, person considered to be knowledgeable or uniquely skilled as a result of long experience in some field of endeavor, like Tanjavur Krishna Bhagavatar, Mangudi Chidambara Bhagavatar, Ambar Srirangacharya, my great-grandfather, Ambar Vijayaracharya, my grandfather, and other artists. In Tamil Nadu, Carnatic music was weaved into the art form with focus on stories of the Alvars and Nayanmars. Ambar, as he was fondly addressed, was then living in Mannargudi. My grandfather was said to have gone to Tiruvannamalai to request permission to perform the life story of Bhagavan and take his blessings. We did find an audio copy of an All India Radio interview with Ambar Vijayaracharya, recorded many years later, wherein he says, "I think it was in 1944, Ramana Bhagavan was there then. A Sabha in Bombay asked me if I can do Ramana Vijayam as Kalakshepam. I told them that Bhagavan was yet alive and was not sure if it would be appropriate. I said I would go and ask his permission. Then I went with one of my brothers to Tiruvannamalai. I did Namaskaram and conveyed to him that a Sabha in Bombay wanted me to perform Ramana Vijayam and would be grateful if Bhagavan were to give his permission." Bhagavan's response was, "What is the hurry in doing this now?" I said, "When Rama was alive, Kusha and Lava sang Ramayana, and I would be happy if I could also do Ramana Vijayam when Bhagavan is still here in this world, and hope that Bhagavan can also listen to it one day." Bhagavan said, "Sure, do it as much as you want." Then I performed his story many times after that. We found among our old photos one taken after the Kalakshepam in Matunga, Bombay. About the same time, my mother received a copy of a Tamil book on Harikatha and the most talented performers of this art form. Ambar and his father's life history are documented in great detail in the book, including a mention of the family's connection with Bhagavan and Ambar's visit to Bhagavan in 1944. Just recently, we also found that this event is mentioned in Day by Day with Bhagavan, 30-12-1945 afternoon. A devotee brought and gave to Bhagavan a cutting from the Bombay Chronicle in which an account was given of how Ramana Jayanti was celebrated this year at Mathunga, Bombay, by the Ramana Sachidananda Sangha, and how one Vijayaraghava Bhagavatar of Mannargudi and his party performed an excellent Kalakshepam on Bhagavan and his life and teachings. The cutting was read out in a hall for the benefit of all. It said that a Harikatha was held on Ramana. Bhagavan said, Harikatha on Ramana is a misnomer. Kalakshepam would have been more appropriate. Yambar had the unique privilege of being the first person to perform Harikatha on the lives of Seshadri Swamigal and Ramana Maharshi. His father, Srirangacharya, is known to have been associated with Mahan Seshadri Swamigal and Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi. Yambar, who was born a Vaishnavin in the lineage of Ramanuja's direct disciple, was known for popularizing the stories of Saivite saints, and his performance on Periya Puranam and Nandan Charitram is said to remain unsurpassed even to this day. About the Day by Day with Bhagavan book reference, Badri, Hema's husband, writes, on July 11th, 2015, we were at the New York ashram. I was sitting in the living room and saw a copy of The Day by Day with Bhagavan laid out flat on the big bookshelf. I casually opened the book and a post-it fell out from it. I attempted to put the bookmark back, and as I did, I glanced at the very first paragraph. It was the record about Bhagavan and devotees reading an article of the Bombay Chronicle about a Harikatha on Ramana Maharishi that had been performed by Mannargudi Vijayaraghavan, popularly known as Yambar Vijayaraghavacharya in Bombay. What do we call this? Nothing but grace. We had been searching for an audio recording of the Ramana Vijayam event for many years, and I considered it was nothing but Bhagavan's grace that made me stumble upon that very page in the book about it, and that too when I was in the New York ashram. On the same day, we shared this event with the devotees present and had a lively discussion on the topic of grace and inexplicable events that seemed to just to happen coincidentally. This furthers my belief that Ramana Maharishi, although not presently with us in human form, is still guiding our spiritual progress ever so mysteriously. Who knows, in the future, we might even find the audio recording drop onto our lap, just like a post-it, all by Ramana Bhagavan's grace.